Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, I say it all the time. You need to be part of the solution. That way you're not part of the problem, as we say, right? And once you get this rhythm down of getting the information, pushing back on... do I have to be nice about it? I probably have to be nice about it, don't I? Pushing back on... I'll use Nancy Pelosi's words, okay? Right? The low-information voter. Nancy's words, not mine. If you're mad about that term, then you need to get with Nancy over it. Really, seriously. I'm tired of you guys yelling at me for what she does wrong. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be involved. Get engaged. Know what's happening. last I heard, just before we went on the air, the main shooter was, I guess the police had his house surrounded. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. But I also heard earlier, now here's a surprise, a shock. I know it's not tasteful to talk about these things. They get very upset when you do. But, I loved it. I'm sorry. I'm a sick man. I love this stuff. Because CNN was beating their brains out to make sure that they knew, or you knew, that it was a white guy that did this. Might even have been MAGA. You never know. Right? Now, they've been screaming for him to walk out with his hands up. Okay? And he's got all kinds of mental health issues. Now, bear in mind that Maine, now you watch, this is going to be a gun thing. No way around it. But Maine and New Hampshire are the safest state. I think Maine is the, or among the top couple, safest states in the country. Right? They don't have these issues. And so now, all of a sudden, you watch what happens. Now, the Maine State Police is reporting right now that Robert Card carried out a mass shooting in two different locations. 18 people dead, 13 are injured. Remember, last night we heard there were 50 to 60. That's why I said to you, I don't like reporting on this stuff right away. Now, hundreds of law enforcement officers are attempting to locate, we're attempting to locate Card. He's armed, he's dangerous. Now, President Biden, for whatever reason, has been briefed on... You know, there's no reason to brief a president when the state's got this stuff under control, and it's only in the one state. Right? So they've got the house surrounded. They've been yelling out to him, trying to call him. They did find, my understanding is, a suicide type of note written to his son, which is crazy in and of itself. Right? Now, we'll see what happens. We'll let this thing play out, and we'll see what happens. But they're going to say he got the guns legally. He did. In Maine, private sales don't require a background check. I sell my gun to my neighbor. Don't need to go for a background check. But here's the deal with this. They knew. The FBI knew. The Maine State. I mean, this guy had, not, I won't say on watch, but he was known to be a little off. He was known to have trouble. Now, Maine doesn't have what they call them, red flag law, but they do have like a yellow flag law. And that means that when you see somebody like this, when you see somebody who's had some mental issues, had some problems before, you can temporarily, and truly temporarily, go in, check it out. He made threats. So once you make threats, I'm sorry, people. I know some of you aren't going to agree with me. You got somebody who's mentally unstable, making threats to shoot a place up. Yeah, you got a reason to go in there and check them out. Really, it's that simple for me. Now, he's a petroleum supply specialist. I guess I'm not going to make fun of that because I don't know what it is. Right, in the Army Reserve. He enlisted back in 2002. Officials have yet to publicly name any of the 18 victims. I don't blame them. They need to wait. They've confirmed that 7 people and 1 female and 6 males were killed at the bowling alley. They were holding a youth league at the time. So, anyhow, let's keep letting it play out. Let's keep an eye on it. But they had signs on this guy. They knew he was troubled. He was troubled. So I don't know why they didn't do anything about it. I have no idea whatsoever. And if they try to use this to take guns away from sane people, if you would, people that are having any issues, that's even worse. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yep. He's up next with me. Alfonso Rachel Zoe returns right after the break.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Turn it up. All right. We're going in. Okay, hold on. We are, well, okay, now we're back. There you go, I got it. Hit the right buttons. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time with me. All right. Alfonso Rachel joins me like he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as though. Dude, turn the lights on.
What?
You ain't got the lights on. All I see is a Masking Truth shirt and okay, a halo behind your head.
Hold on a second. All right, yeah. Let me see if I can fix this.
It's the switch that says lights on, okay? Just so we're clear. I don't want you to... Anyway. That's what happens, people. You know, in live radio, that's it. You get what you get, how you get it. Anyway, Always appreciate your time with me. There you go. All right. Now you trumped the halo. Get it? Trump the halo? Anyway. You know, always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, a lot going on in the news. A lot, you know, I was going to talk to you about the, I don't know if you've been keeping up with or paid attention to or whatever, the shooting that happened over in Maine. And, you know, CNN was really fast to let us know it was a white guy. Did you know it was a white guy? Because it was a white guy. And,
well, we are, that's not news in that we knew that it wouldn't be news, that the news is going to come on and try to make it news that it was a white guy before anybody knows what's going on. And if it's not a white guy, they're going to make him a white guy.
Yeah, no, it's great. And when I was listening to CNN last night, and they were tripping over them, so they were looking for anything that would make it look like this guy was MAGA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And and when it came out that he had mental health issues, he's had all kinds of problems. There was actually reasons here for the police maybe to go visit his house, kind of thing, and they didn't. So that is not the fault of the gun. That is not the fault of the gun law or whatever. It is, you know, again, God bless our guys that are out there fighting for us. But the reality is they need to not be afraid to go check on somebody who's got some mental health issues. They know he's got guns. He got serious guns. And he made threats. He made threats to shoot the place up.
Sure. Well, you know, a person who's got, like, some mental issues, you can't check on that because that's
racist. I know, right? I just said that.
Yeah, that's profiling somehow. Yeah. You know, you can't be profiling or anything like
that. You can't talk. Think about that. I mean, we're pro-gun, but you can't talk about pro-gun because you can't, and mental health issues at the same time. And Maine has what they call yellow flag laws, okay, where if somebody is in trouble, he had already threatened, he had had some mental health issues, they should be able to easily go over and check on him. If they feel like he's got a problem, they could pull his guns for 24 hours or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Well, liberals don't want that to happen because, you know, you can't do any sort of preemptive or any sort of work that would prevent this kind of thing from happening, because the liberals need these kind of things to happen so they can make the case of intruding on our Second Amendment rights. Even though, and the irony is that they want to ban guns so there's no gun violence. It's like, okay, well, you know what would stop this gun violence, this quote-unquote gun violence, is if you would let us go investigate the people who are showing signs that they would do something like this.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not about protecting anybody.
I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. I really do. It's kind of, you know, they keep telling us go with the science, believe the science, check the science. And then when you throw the science at them, they're kind of going, oh, no, not that science.
Not that science.
Right? I mean, think about it.
If I may, really quick, to these liberals, white people should be their most favorite people on the earth, especially white people with guns, because these liberals are the ones who want their population reduced. So if you got white people out there just mowing down people and helping to reduce the population, these people should be heroes to these liberals.
It's just amazing to me. And they're going to use this. Look at, I don't know if you know this. I think it's the first or second safest city in the country when it comes to gun. I mean, safest state in the country when it comes to gun violence and all that stuff. I guarantee you they will find a way to screw that up because of this shooting. You know, this is the reason we have to have, like, quadruple background checks, and we got to be able to do this, and we got to, like, stop. Just shut up. Just stop. You know? Again, just amazing to me. I always get a kick out of this stuff. All right. Well, I got one that's close to your heart.
Oh.
You know, you love when I do that. A school district now has said that it's going to ban Halloween. And not for the reasons that you and I would support. No. They're going to ban it because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. You see, right? Because these students now in South Orange and Maplewood School District, they got a letter from the superintendent of schools, And they're going to stop doing Halloween because some kids can't afford to celebrate Halloween. Some kids don't celebrate Halloween. And in the, you know, in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion, we really not need to make those kids feel bad.
All right. Dang, man. Liberals, in trying to fix everything, they really don't get that they make things worse. They do things, like, totally backwards. Okay, so now Halloween, the only reason why I could see why they would ban Halloween or somehow make Pops Halloween just set it aside is because liberals have made it to where Halloween is a year-long flipping holiday. You got them having little boys dressed up as girls and vice versa, and you can be trans species. You can trick-or-treat all flipping year-long as far as liberals goes. And if you're poor on Halloween, guess what? Now that you're taking Halloween out of the picture, now you're making sure that they can't get something to eat. So they can go to different people's houses and say, hey, you got any of that candy? I could use some candy. I'm really hungry because I'm poor. They're taking that away from
them. No, but you're so right. When you read these stories and you go through them and you say, okay, what is the reasoning? But all of a sudden, they're worried about religious beliefs. And I am sure, I will bet you a lunch at the most expensive place you can put your hands on, they're not worried about offending Christians.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. Right? and folks, I'm going to be doing an episode of the Zoloft. I might do it Monday, so we're not doing it on Halloween. But that way I can have a broadcast ready for replay on Halloween that folks may be able to check out. And we're going to go into Halloween and not the way that people are traditionally talking about Halloween. If we could talk about it maybe in the next segment. I'll be
more than happy to do that because, you know, I tell people all the time, as Christians, I don't believe we should be celebrating Halloween. I don't think we should be celebrating the Harvest Festival, Trunk Treat. I don't know. They come up with all kinds of names for it. You know, if you really want your kid to do that, just give them a bag of candy. Get it over with. You know what I'm saying? Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House pushes for more to be done to address the epidemic of gun violence in the United States.
It's within Congress's power to pass legislation
that will make our streets safer, that will make our community safer, that will make our schools safer.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre commented on the mass shooting that claimed 18 lives in Lewiston, Maine on Wednesday night. She urged newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to collaborate with Democrats in passing gun reform measures. A program to make affordable electric vehicles for the global market between General Motors and Honda Motor Company have been canceled. The companies issued a joint statement confirming they will no longer partner in the program. New York Democrat Jamal Bowman pleads guilty to misdemeanor for triggering a fire alarm in a Capitol building. He'll pay a $1,000 fine and write an apology letter to the Capitol Police. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You really got to get some information. You get the information, you can be part of the solution. It's not a problem. Not a big deal. All right, Alfonso Racel joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me and his perspective on things. So are you know, you were saying before we went to break, you want to talk about Halloween morning. If you're going to tell me that it is about the candy, I don't want to hear it.
Of course it's about the candy.
Yo, I used to love it when the kids come home after their trick-or-treating and I could go, let me check that candy for you, make sure it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's part of the whole motif of Halloween, though, Joe. You gotta instill some sort of fear. It's got to be scary. They should be kind of scared to eat the candy.
You know, there's a joke in there, though. I always said this. We spent our whole lives as adults after having kids making them safe, making them feel secure so they wouldn't be afraid. And then what do? One night a year, we spend all kinds of money. We go out of our way. We work really hard to scare the bejesus out of these kids. They should take our kids away from us at that point. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess in California, y'all should be scared because, you know, they're messing around.
Well, we got Newsom, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't let your kid trick-or-treat all year long, they will take your kids away from you. It's like, I want to dress up like a girl all the time. It's like, no, you can't do that. They're taking your kids.
But with
Halloween, though, you know, Halloween is supposed to be holy evening. And, yeah, I don't agree that Christians should be celebrating what people have done to Halloween, but Halloween is an opportunity to teach people about the real deal. You know, while they're caught up in the festivities of dressing up and getting candy and all that sort of stuff, use that medium to tell people what's going on in the Word of God, what it happens. It's a fun occasion. Yeah, do it. That's what I'm trying to tell Christians. Don't let the godless have this stuff because they'll rule over us with it. They'll take these things and they'll make cultural inroads, and this stuff ends up manifesting politically. We got a roadblock, man. We got to get in there and see, like, hey, you know what? We know something cooler about Halloween than they do. right? They started with us anyway.
Yeah, but listen, it always starts with us, and yes. then we have to we do it to ourselves. We shoot ourselves in the foot, right? We go ahead and we use these things for the wrong thing. It's irritating as heck. I mean, look, yeah. If you want to celebrate Jesus' birthday, why would you line it up with a pagan holiday? I'm thoroughly confused.
Right? And you know, and the thing is, you know, like even with Christmas, man, it's Christmas. And the saving grace, the one saving grace to Christmas is that it's a day that we can at least acknowledge that Jesus was born. We're not saying that this is his birthday. We're just saying, hey, man, we agree that he was born. Now, the Bible tells us when he was born. It gives us the exact date when you get that. And I know that's a hard sell. People, it's like, well, where is that? Where is it in the Bible? It's like, well, you read it, you'll find it.
Go check off the, is it the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study? Where can I yes. find that in your teaching? Tell them.
Oh, thank you, man. If you check out the Zopium Den, and I have an episode on my website, bronzeserpentmedia.com, is the birth date of Jesus knowable, right? Or does the Bible make the birth date of Jesus knowable? Which it does. And that's one of those things where the Lord's like, dude, you don't have no excuse to not know when I showed up. It's the Lord has issues with you because he didn't recognize the time of my visitation. He says this, right? Because his birth date is knowable. It's part of recognizing them. So we have no excuse. But Jesus wants us co-opting things at the same time. You know, it's just the way he leveled the gods of Egypt and stuff like that. I said, look, man, this is my world. You ain't a god. I am. I'll level all your gods. I'll take over your festivals and stuff like that. But at the end of it, Joe, the Lord only made 7 holy holidays. We should probably just leave that to the Lord to schedule the festival.
Wait a minute. You're suggesting that we only celebrate his holidays, nobody else's?
Hey, I mean, you know, it might not be a bad idea.
I know I'm going to piss a few off, but I always joked that I was going to become like a Jehovah's Witness during the holiday season because you don't have to give gifts, right? But then I'll take the 8 days of Hanukkah and I'll become a Jew so I can get gifts for 8 days in a row. And then a Christian on Christmas Day. I mean, think about this. I could walk away with a lot of money here. I wouldn't have to spend any. I thought it was a pretty good idea one time. You know, I don't know, whatever. But
man, that would be serious holiday gymnastics right there.
You know, I always tell people, I always get a kick out of people. I would say, listen, if it's Jesus' birthday, why do we expect gifts? Don't you give gifts to the birthday boy?
Hey. Well,
come on.
We're giving gifts to the Christ in all of us.
Oh, wow. Wow. You could be one of them pastors, you know? And you know which ones I'm talking about. Anyhow, that's right. Can't figure out who to give to, and you want to give it the name of Jesus. Here's my address. Sorry. Okay. Anyhow. But let's get serious about. I've actually had pastors I've talked to who said that they do these things to bring more people into the church. Just think about it, Joe. It's a time when we can open up our doors and we're giving them something that they're excited about. You know, they want candy. The kids want to dress up. They're safe coming here. I'm going, yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. So what's going to happen when they come and they ask you to renounce Jesus or die? Right? You can tell the Lord later on, well, if I did renounce you, I would be alive to tell people about you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, renounce Jesus. Well, how much candy you got?
God. I don't know, dude. You know, you look at what's going on. I got some nasty emails from some listeners the other day because I was talking about how the Palestinians or Hamas beheaded these children. I said, let's take the religious thing out of it for a moment. Okay, forget the adults that lost their lives for a moment. How can you possibly justify the beheading of babies, little babies? And you know, you can't, other than to say you're pure evil and your father, the devil, is the one telling you how to get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man.
And people try, you know, I won't even go through all of it, but people send me emails, go, you know, oh, you know, you don't know what those people are going through. You can't really speak like that. You can't do this. You can't do that. Right? And but, stop. Just shut up. Don't even waste your time sending me the email. God bless. All right. I'm going to calm down. I promise. Right?
Well, you know, this stuff, you know, as I talked about on my show, the Zoloft, you know, these people, you know, one, folks, this is going to go on for a long time. You know, this issue concerning Israel and Jerusalem and you know, that nation, man, we got at least another 1,000 years to go as far as this goes. It's been going on for over 1,000 years as it is. We ain't going to solve it. We're not going to solve it politically. We're not going to solve it religiously. We're not going to solve it militarily or anything like that until folks realize that it's a spiritual war. And spiritual, and the line between spirituality and religion is quite blurred. It's all spiritual when you get down to it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's holy. You know, and I mean, demons are spiritual, you know, as hopefully folks have registered. And that's what folks need to realize about what's going on here. And a lot of people don't. And because of that, because that escapes them, we're just going to keep having a problem with this. For, like I said, at least another 1,000 years.
Well, you'd have to read and study to understand that, though.
Yeah.
You're suggesting that the people are doing their homework.
At least listen to the audio version. Yeah, you know,
you're such an optimist. I mean, seriously. Anyway. Okay. Let's talk about, what is his name? Representative Jamel Bowman. He's now been criminally charged by the D.C. Attorney General after pulling a fire alarm and shutting down Congress. Now, he's not going to go to jail for this. And I very much doubt that they're going to censure him and pull him. But if you think about it, he did nothing but lie after lie after lie, right? You know, he didn't know. He thought that, well, what do you think, the fire thing was a unlock pull or something? He couldn't come up with any kind of reason why he would set that thing up. He even denied pulling it at one point. And the Maroney doesn't realize it. There's a camera right there. You're in the Capitol building, you fool. You don't think there'd be a camera facing at the door for real? Is it just inherent in they don't know how to tell the truth, or they believe the truth, the lie is the truth?
He would just have to admit that he's really stupid or just a liar.
Oh, God. Oh, God bless America. All right, we're good. You know, some people, even in the party, said that he was trying to shut it down so they wouldn't be able to take the vote. But we'll be back in a few minutes. Got a lot more to talk about. Don't go far. A lot more with Alfonso when we return.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our club.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Back, Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, right? I mean, I just seriously, you need to get informed so you don't sound like the squad. And you know what I mean by that. Here's a guy who could never sound like the squad. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And listen, before we get, I know you could never sound like a squad member. I don't think I can sound like a squad member, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think a comatose person could ever sound like a squad member. I don't know. It's just amazing. But and, you know, you were talking about lying earlier. We were talking about lying and how they just it just rolls off their tongue. You know, Tlaib knows now. She knows dead rights that the Israelis did not bomb that hospital. And some of the more left-leaning papers know that didn't happen, and they're reporting it didn't happen. But she doesn't give it up. She keeps telling her, low IQ voters that that's exactly what they did. And they get away with it, dude.
Yes. And the Democrat Party, man, they are literally the party that gets away with it.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I mean, again, the stuff that our kids are seeing and hearing, what's getting out in front of them, scarier than heck. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a clinical social worker. And she, you know, she works at a school. She takes care of your kids, my kids, our kids, their kids, whatever. Think about it. She's around kids. Well, somebody got a video of her running around pulling down posters of the Jewish kids that were missing.
Oh, yeah.
And as she was pulling them down, she was, you know, she was calling Jews dogs and F you and all this other stuff for people that were coming at her. She's a clinical social worker. She's the one that they'll bring your kids to calm down and counsel. When right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right, huh?
Right. And man, I think also in New York, some students were trapped, in this facility. And you had pro-Palestinian students banging on the door, you know, trying to get in. They had locked, they locked themselves in there. And I'm like, okay, now Democrats, I mean Jews in America typically vote Democrat. Are you not seeing what it is that you vote for? You vote for the party that established the KKK. And we know how the KKK feel about the Jews, right? And they accuse us right wingers of anti-Semitism. And Joe, throughout this Bible, just over and over again, man, it's you know, we love our Jewish homies, man. We love our Hebrew homies. We love them, but
I'm going to use that. Hebrew homies, I like that.
Right, our Hebrew homies, over and over again, they're seduced by the godless, you know, and hand themselves over to the godless to rule over them.
I know I'm going to get in trouble with this, but haven't they done that before?
Yeah, a couple times. You know, like I said, and getting into bed with the Democrats for as long as they have, and wanting this socialist model that they want, it's like, I thought you guys didn't like the Nazis. You know the Nazis are socialists, right? Why would you want to adopt that here in America? But, you know.
Well, you know, a mutual friend of ours, Evan Sayet, I've asked him that question a dozen times. I said, look, why are the Jews so opposed to the, you know, conservative Christians or conservative people? He said, because you're intolerant. In their mind's eye, you're intolerant. And what was Hitler? What were the Germans? What were the Nazis? They were intolerant. And that's why they look at it that way. It's not true, but go ahead.
Yeah, the problem is that they're totally, they're really dyslexic between what tolerant and intolerant is. They have, and we're not trying to sound demeaning or derogatory or anything like that. We're just looking at, you know, examining what it is. They're seeing us as intolerant. But the thing is that they're siding with people who are intolerant of what is redeeming and what is right, you know, and they're siding with people who are intolerant of them. At the end of the day, it's a slow burn, Joe. The things that they're doing to the Democrats, the Democrats are doing to the Jews is a slow burn, leading using them, but at the same time bleeding them. You know, for destruction.
Right.
So, yeah, and unfortunately they don't see it. And this is their history, Joe, all throughout history, their history. If we look through the scriptures, it's like, man, what do you guys keep doing this for?
Yeah, they don't, I was talking to a couple of my Jewish friends tonight, and they've had a, you know, change of heart to it. They're going to switch parties or anything, but they've had a change of heart as to what they see happening. But I've asked you a million times, you almost have the same issue in the black community, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
What do you call that? What is it?
It was Stockholm Syndrome long before it was Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this
like, say, for instance, like, you know, Jews in America and blacks as well, they want to identify with this struggle. They see this glory in the struggle. A lot of, you know, Jews in America, they're secular Jews, but they want to maintain the distinction of being a Jew. They disregard their history. It's like, dude, do you realize how your nation even came to be? It's like, why would you be a secular Jew and take and subtract the glory of how you got here, right? How your nation became a nation. And so they want to forfeit that, but at the same time want to maintain the glory of the struggle of the Jew, what the Jew has survived, and we're talking about Israel, which means to strive with God. You know, it's like, look at the things that y'all have. You know, they're looking at what they've gotten through, but don't want to give God the credit. They just want to take the credit of being a Jew. You know, and it's like, man, you don't want to do that. And that's one of the reasons why y'all have so many problems.
No. And again, it's they're afraid of us for whatever reason. I don't know. They have more to fear from that party that they seem to love so much.
Yes,
and when Joe
yes.
Biden said they want you back in chains, he was not talking about us. He
that's
was talking
right.
about his party.
Mm-hmm. taking that history that they have and dumping it on us. And, you know, like I said, it's the same thing, you know, with the black community. Like, a lot of people will say that, you know, well, blacks, they have more conservative values. It's like, yeah, there are those values there. But the thing is that they don't want to be associated with us because they've been made to believe that conservatives are a bunch of racists by the accusers. And when you make the accusation, Joe, the accusation makes you look virtuous. Right. You point out somebody else for their wrongdoing and automatically you're the good guy. So that's why you have much of the black community that trusts Democrats and don't trust Republicans.
Yeah, I don't get any of this. But I don't get this either. You got Eric Adams out there now. You have noticed that all these immigrant sympathizers, I don't even know what to call them, right? They got sanctuary cities and sanctuary this and get them this. Now they're all screaming, we can't do this. Now they only have like 1/8 of whatever it is we were keeping down in the southern states, Texas, and so forth, and they're already screaming uncle, whether it's San Francisco, New York City, Chicago, all these cities, yes, come on up, we'll welcome you in with open arms, we'll take care of you, we'll feed you or something, I don't know what.
Yeah.
So Adams now wants these people moved off the sidewalks. So he's putting together a plan, you ready for this one, to hand out free tents to the arriving illegal immigrants. He's going to set up campsite shelters in a great place, public parks. You know, I mean, where are the kids going to play? What's going on now? I don't get these people. City's got over 65,000 and they're worried. Texas gets 200,000. They're supposed to suck it up. Right?
Right. Hey, I said, you know, these people got it. And once again, you know, we think that we're going to solve this, you know, politically, you know, by means of law enforcement and stuff like that. You got to get down to what it is. You got to look at what the Word of God says. He warns us about this kind of stuff. You know, you got these people out there trying to say that, you know, well, a Christian value is to build bridges and not walls and all that sort of stuff. And it's like, man, the Bible don't say nothing like that. You know, the Lord is all about them borders. Okay, the Lord says, look, if you try to ease up into my sheep bin, aside from my protocols, you don't try to come through the front gate, you try to climb over the wall or something like that, I'm going to call you a criminal. Right? That's what the Lord says. I mean, from the very beginning, it's like when Adam and Eve got kicked on out for their transgression, breaking the law, the Lord put up a gate. Matter of fact, the Lord put border patrol on there in the form of a cherub with a flipping drone sword. Right? It's like he had drones guarding the gate, man. He's got a cherub, that's his border patrol, and he's got a flaming sword flipping drone. Right? Going back. And if you try to ease up in the garden, get past that gate, you're going to get butchered. Right? Butchered and smoked. That's how that works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But again, that's not a loving and caring God. That's not one who cares about my feelings and my happiness. Anyway, tell people how to listen to some of your great word.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you guys will tune in for our studies at the Zopium Dam. We got the Zoloft, Sledgex Music Project. Hope you come check us out.
You people got to tune in. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. You got to tune in. Anyway, God bless. Zo, thanks so much for what you're doing. And people, we'll be back in a little while. Don't go far.